grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Well, how many of you went out to see the Christmas star when it was out there? Wasn't that fascinating? Well, by science, we know when the Christmas star shines. But my friends, it wasn't on December 25th in the year one. Okay, we know when Jesus was born. Well, that's probably why, according to scholars, Jesus was probably born in March. Now, the other thing is, Jesus was not born in the year one. He was born probably about 4 BC. There was a man by the name of Bathyus, and Bathyus was a scientist, about 350 to 400 in there, who was given the job of changing the calendar from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. And we use the Gregorian calendar today. However, the thing that we ran into was he screwed up by about 4 years, and so Jesus was born in 4 BC instead of the year one. So I always got such a charge. Remember when we had all the stuff with the millennium? The millennium had actually occurred 4 years before that. You know, so many times we have all these great ideas that we follow and everybody's worried and it's already been done and gone for. You know, it's just one of those things that human beings have funny things. Today we're going to look at the Epiphany of our Lord, which is the three wise men coming to see Jesus. And with the three wise men coming, I'd like to share a piece of music with you. Yeah, I do a lot of my sermons with music, but I think it's good. This is called Star of the East. It's an old hymn written in 1883. And it means a lot to me. My grandfather was born in 1877. And when he was a young man, he started singing this on Christmas Eve many, many years ago. However, it's an Epiphany hymn, and so I think this would be a great day to share this with you. Maestro, if you please, sir. Star of the East, O Bethlehem star, guiding us on to heaven afar. Sorrow and grief are lulled by the light, the hope of each mortal in death's only night. Fearless and tranquil we look up to thee, knowing thou beams through eternity. Help us to follow where thou still dost guide, pilgrims of earth so wide. Star of the East, undimmed by each cloud, what though the storms of grief gather loud? Faithful and pure, thy rays beam to save, still bright o'er the cradle and bright o'er the grave. Isn't that a beautiful song? You know, considering 1883, we're almost 140 years old on that song. All right, well, since we're dealing with the star leading the wise men to Jesus, let's talk about the wise men a little bit. Before I go into it, who are the wise men? Anybody know? All right, go ahead. That's right. And where are they from?
Originally from Persia, and there's some in Israel and some in Chicago.
That's right. Zoroastrian priests. In other words, they worship fire. But let's talk about what the Bible says. Were there three of them? Well, Matthew does not say that there were three magi. So why do we say there's three magi? Three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, my friends, we don't know how many magi there were. And they also didn't come with the shepherds on the night of Jesus' birth. That's why we have Epiphany after Christmas. Well, Matthew and Joseph are living in a house in Bethlehem when they come, and that's according to Matthew 2, verse 11. Herod the Great tries to kill all the children in Bethlehem 2 years of age or under, and that's according to Matthew 2, 16. It's called in our religious circles, as the slaughter of the innocents. Now, folks, what does that mean? Well, Bethlehem was a real small town. So how many kids 2 years old and younger are there? Four or five? Okay, so this is not a huge thing. And plus, Herod killed so many people that this was just a minor thing. Well, this means that Jesus must have been about 2 years old when the Magi came. Now, Ron just told us where they came from. They were Zoroastrian priests from Persia. What do we know Persia as today? Iran. Do you know that that was a center of Christianity for 800 years? A lot leaked because of this. Until the Bedouins came in and conquered Iran. Well, there's a lot of scholars that sort of doubt that this is actually history. But yet, it bears the mark of credibility, and here's why. First of all, many people in the ancient world believe that stars announce the birth of great people, and we know the Christmas star occurred when Jesus was about 2 years old, 2 BC by our calendar. Okay, see where we're going on this? I mean, we can go back and prove this. The Roman historians, Suetonius and Tacitus, even speak of an expectation that a world ruler would come from Judea. All right, now those are people that, you know, wrote extensive histories, and we can study them today. So is it any wonder that these magi from the east would see the star and believe that it's the sign of a Jewish king? And I think so. Well, we know when the Magi met Herod, okay, he lied to them because he said, well, let me know where he is and so I can go and worship him. Well, let's face it, he didn't want to have another king that was out there trying to usurp his power. Well, Matthew's account really fits in with what we know about Herod's paranoia, and he was cruel. As my son used to say about somebody who was bad, he said, he's not nice. And Herod wasn't. The irony about this, and what I find really great, is that pagan astronomers came to Jesus to celebrate the birth of the king. Think about that for a second. Not Jews, not Gentiles, pagan astrologers. Now, you talk about miracles, there's a miracle. All right, so why is this so important for us today? Well, the most important thing is recognition of the salvation of the world through the King of the Jews. These pagan magi knew that, and that's why they came to see Jesus. Isn't it great that the pagans knew that he was the king who brought salvation to us? I find that really interesting. Now, we know, you know, when we say the Apostles' Creed, and Jesus descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again. Well, if the pagans knew that Jesus was the king, why did he go down into hell? Did he go down because he was being punished? No, he went down so that even the demons would acknowledge him as the King of the Jews and the basis of all salvation. They worshiped him. So not only do we have pagans, but we have the demons worshiping Christ. I think what this story does for us is reminds us that both for Gentiles and pagans, Jesus came, not just for the Jews, but for all of us. The reason I thought it was important for us today to hear a piece of music from 140 years ago is that it's just as appropriate for today as it was 140 years ago. Let me read this to you. This is the second verse. Star of the East, undimmed by each cloud, what though the storms of grief gather loud? Faithful and pure, thy rays beam to save, still bright o'er the cradle, and bride o'er the grave. You know, with what's going on in Washington this week, not only is our world, our country, but we are all hurting. The Constitution says that we can protest. The Constitution says that we can't destroy. And when I see people who supposedly represent what I believe in storming the Capitol, breaking down windows and things, there's something wrong. Where it came from, I don't know. And I question whether most of them were even Republicans or that kind of thing. Because we don't do that. But when we see the storms of grief gather loud, that music spoke to me. That's why I thought of it. But when those storms do gather loud, Jesus is the star that shines so bright and overcomes that darkness. And he is with us from cradle to the grave. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ keep our hearts and minds on him. Amen.